And that brings us to our game. It's kind of like Hollywood Squares with a foolish twist. Ben Stein, would you be up for being our celebrity square for our game of Follywood Squares?
No.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, well, but... I will. All right.
Thank you, Ben. Now, Ben, how many years was Win Ben Stein's money on Comedy Central?
Six.
6 years. How much money did you give away over that the course of that time?
Oh, well over $1 million.
Mm. Will you be giving away any money on our show today?
No, I will not.
That's too bad. It's nevertheless time to play our game of Follywood Squares. In the center square is our one and only guest celebrity, and that would be Ben Stein. Here's how our game works. We're going to ask you to pick a square. Since Ben Stein is our one and only guest, we'd highly recommend picking Ben in the center square. We'll then ask Ben a question relating to money. Ben will give us an answer, and you tell us if you agree or disagree with Ben Stein's response. If you choose the correct answer, you'll take home a Motley Fool ball cap. Ben, we have three contestants for our game today. Let's start. Question number one, we're going to welcome in Julie from Palo Alto, California. Julie, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
Julie, which celebrity would you like to choose here on Follywood Squares?
Oh, I guess I'll go with Ben in the center square.
An excellent choice. Ben, I turn to you and I ask, what was the single worst performing one-day percentage drop for the Dow Jones Industrial Average?
Well, that would have been in October of 1987. I don't remember the exact day. It was around the 20th, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell by more than 21%, and it was by far the biggest single day.
Worse than anything in 1929, you're suggesting?
Way more.
Hmm.
Way more.
Julie, agree or disagree?
I would have to agree with that.
Certainly X marks that square.
Well, then you won $100,000 of the Motley Fool's money.
Hey, Ben?
Yes?
I carpool with Leonard Levin.
Oh, yeah, he went to high school with me.
Yeah, and he said to tell you that he met with Chico just a few days ago.
Oh, very good. Okay, that's a fellow named Bill Silverman who we went to high school with. That's great.
Does
he
Leonard
wants you
speak...
to get working on next year's reunion.
Next year's reunion?
Yes.
Well, next year will not be, it'll be the 43rd year after we graduated, so usually they're not a full... Usually schools don't have a 43-year reunion, although I suppose anything is possible.
Hey, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, thank you. We won't shoot the messenger. Thank you, Julie.
Julie, congratulations. You're a winner on this show.
Great, thank you.
Question number two, we're going to welcome in Andy from Texarkana, Texas. Andy, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
And which celebrity would you like to choose today on Follywood Squares?
Professor Stein in the center square.
Oh, thank you very much.
An excellent choice. Professor Stein, a $100 investment in Microsoft in 1986, the year it IPO'd, would be around how much today? Again, a $100 investment in Microsoft in 1986.
Well,
how much is it worth today?
I'm going to guess it's gone up about 100 times, so I'll say $10,000.
$10,000. We're going to go round number here. We're not pinning down on any specific. So, Andy, does that sound about right to you? Agree or disagree?
I'll have to disagree slightly.
So what does Andy think it is?
Wow. Let me make it clear. Andy has already won this game,
know,
but now
I
Ben
know.
Is coming back to Andy.
Well, while I would guess that Mr. Stein is pretty close, I think 100 may be too much.
Ah, but you see, you're wrong. It's actually 300 times.
Oh!
That is indeed true, but I want to make clear before
anyway.
Ben
but
hijacks this
but
show.
But you have been what you won anyway.
Andy has won, and isn't that amazing? $30,000 is
it's
how
beyond
much?
Beyond belief.
How much?
It's
18
beyond,
years later, Ben.
Beyond belief.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And probably if you had asked this question in January of 2000, it would be $50,000 or $60,000.
That's probably true. Because
can you imagine how much the early investors have made on this?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Andy, have you bought and held Microsoft for any length of time?
I have not.
I'm sorry to hear that. But you're still a happy guy, and you at least have won a Motley Fool ball cap, which has some economic value.
And even greater, I am honored and humbled to be in the near presence of someone who is not only a gifted economist, but also a fellow member of the bar.
Well, God bless you. And may I also say that my wife spent part of her childhood in Idabel, Oklahoma, and often used to go over to Texarkana.
Well, she's welcome back, as are you, anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
So a $100 investment when Microsoft came public in 1986 would be, in Microsoft shares today, worth $30,000.
Wow.
Let's close it out with question number three, where we go to Kathy in Coral Spring, Florida. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Which celebrity would you like to choose today on Follywood Squares?
Well, let's see. How about Ben Stein?
Okay, Ben Stein is in our center square today,
okay,
so Ben,
I'll
you've been
it.
Chosen
okay,
again.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay.
Turning to Ben then. Ben, what were the total gross box office numbers for the 1986 film, I think you know this one pretty well, Ferris Bueller's Day Off? And to provide some context here, the total gross box office numbers for the number one film that year, 1986, were around $177 million. That movie was Top Gun. Ben, what was the box office for that film?
Well, I would guess it was about half as successful as Top Gun, so I'm going to guess about $85
million. $85 million. And let me ask, before we turn back to Kathy, how much of that 85 have you seen, Ben, as a star?
I'd say, including residuals, maybe $1,000.
Okay. That wasn't the actual question, though, Kathy. The real question was, what was the gross domestic box office for Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Do you want to agree or disagree with Ben Stein?
He said 85.
He said 85.
I'll disagree.
Well, you know, that really makes it too easy for her. She should have to guess whether it's above or below that.
It's below that.
Oh,
right, well, what do you think it is?
I'd say closer to 70.
My God, that's an incredible guess.
Kathy, you're a ringer.
That's incredible.
Now, you weren't clicking around a web browser, were you, while we were asking the question?
No, I wouldn't do that.
That is an incredible guess right out of the blue.
That
that's
is,
amazing.
In fact, the answer.
I bet she doesn't even know that there are websites that have these. This kind of thing.
There are?
I bet. Wow.
Now, okay. 70 million sounds like a smaller number, but the fact is that was 1986, and it was a huge success, and it's been very successful in rentals.
Very successful in rentals and in purchases of videotapes. Mm.
And still popular. My son loves it, too.
Excellent.
In fact, the president of our company said to Ben off the air before we did this show that that's the way his 14-year-old son knows the economic concept of the Laffer curve.
Well, it was, I hope, educational, and also I can tell you that it was a lot of fun to work on. I only worked on it one day. I ad-libbed my scenes, and that was the happiest day of my life. And when I came home, I told my wife, this has been the happiest day of my life. And she said, what about the day we got married? And I said, well, aside from that day.
Kathy, you are a winner on the show. 3 for 3 for our contestants. Congratulations, Kathy.
Thank you.
And that's the way we'll close out our game and, in fact, our time with actor and economist Ben Stein. Ben, thank you very much for joining us and giving us some of your time here on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
It has been my pleasure.
If you'd like to hear this game show again or any past Motley Fool Radio Show, anything we've ever done, just hop on over to fool.npr.org.